The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Dinner? Can you give him out the kitchen a minute?
Yeah, sure.
You want to take the garbage out?
Yeah, I don't want to, but I will.
And I thought you could finish drying the dishes while I get Betsy to bed.
It's a little early, isn't it?
Well, I'll have to talk to you.
What's the matter?
Huh?
You know, you've been sort of edgy ever since I got home tonight. Something wrong?
Yes, but I can't talk to you until Betsy's in bed. I don't want her to hear.
Well, what's the problem?
Well, I can't talk to you now.
Well, for Pete's sake, give me a hint or something.
Where is Betsy?
She's lying on the living room floor with her crayons and coloring, but she can't hear.
Well, I found a folder today that belonged to that Wallace man.
What?
Mr. Wallace. The man from the modeling agency. The one who wants to take Betsy's picture for Tompkins Tunnel. What's the matter? You actually never heard of him.
I didn't get what you said you found.
Oh,
what?
A folder, kind of an envelope folder. Must have dropped down behind the desk when Mr. Wallace was here last week.
Yeah?
Well, he has called me a couple of times to see if I had found it. And now that I think back, he was rather excited about it, but I looked all over. I said it didn't have it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm so mad at him. I'm serious.
Never, honey. What is it? It can't be that important. Look, nothing is that important. You know, I was thinking today, we get all excited about things. You ought to relax more and take it easy. We'll all live longer, you know.
I'm so mad at Mr. Wallace that I could just shoot him.
No, honey, darling.
Wait till you hear. When I was cleaning today, I found this big envelope, a really big sort of, you know, manila-type envelope that opens on the side, you know.
Yeah.
So I thought it must belong to you. And I opened it up because I thought I'd phone you and tell you what was inside in case you needed it at your office.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, sure.
I looked over the papers and some letters, and I couldn't make head or tail of it. And then something caught my eye, and I started reading them.
Well, you know then they belonged to Mr. Wallace?
I certainly did.
Well, I hope
and
you put everything right back in the envelope.
I read everything in it. Would
you shouldn't read other people's mail. What's the matter with you? That's a terrible thing to do. Honestly, I'm kind of surprised at you. I am, really. That's not like you at all.
Listen.
Honey, I don't care what was in it. That is not a nice thing to do. Now, really, I'm a little shocked at you.
Don't you want to know what was in it?
I do not. It's none of my business. No wonder you didn't want Betsy to know that her mother had been snooping.
Well, I'm going to put Betsy to bed, and then whether you want to hear what was in that envelope or not, I'm going to tell you. Well, Betsy finally fell asleep. I had to read 4 stories to her, but I wanted to make sure she was asleep before I told you about
that. Yeah, I'm very busy right now, writing some reports for the office.
Well, I want to tell you.
I don't want to hear. I have no business knowing what's in an envelope belonging to Mr. Wallace. I wasn't joking when I said that I was shocked at you. I am, really. I certainly do not care to hear any more about it.
No.
All right.
I guess I'll read the paper and what you do with it. Oh, it'd be a write-up on the Wilkins girls that got married today.
Mm-hmm. What was in the envelope?
Thought you didn't want to hear.
I don't, but you're so upset. Maybe, well, just maybe I ought to hear. Although, as I said to you, nothing is so important that you have to get that upset about
it. I suppose not, but I did anyhow. And I want you to remember that when Betsy and I were downtown in the very beginning and all this started, and Mr. Wallace came up and spoke to me and said he was from a modeling agency in Chicago. And remember I told you he kept raving about what a darling little girl Betsy was? You remember that?
Yes, sure.
Remember I told you how he kept insisting she'd be perfect to advertise Tompkins Tonic?
Yes, I know all that.
Well, I found out why she's so perfect to advertise Tompkins Tonic.
Why? Why?
Because he thinks Betsy is puny looking and unattractive.
Puny looking and unattractive.
And sort of unhealthy looking, I guess.
Unhealthy? What are you talking
about? It seems that Betsy looks quite a bit like some other little girl whose picture they have, only that child is supposed to be absolutely beautiful. I can't see it myself.
Now, wait a minute, will you? Wait a minute. I don't get this at all. If they're advertising a vitamin tonic for children, why would they want a child that they think is puny and unhealthy looking?
Don't you see? You know how these advertisements are sometimes, before and after taking? Well, Betsy is supposed to be the before taking.
I'll kill him.
Oh, honey.
You only wanted to shoot him. I'm going to do it.
Now, don't talk like that. As you said, I suppose nothing so important we should get out of
it. That
like this.
How do you know all this?
Apparently.
How do you know all this?
Apparently, what he left here was this for his folder about the whole thing. There's letters to people about it. agency, I suppose, and notes and that kind of thing that shows how the ad was going to be. You know,
the layout, I suppose.
I don't know what you call it, it's there. And there's a picture of this other child. Well, I know I shouldn't have snooped through all Mr. Wallace's papers.
Where's the envelope? Where is it?
It's on the desk under the magazine there. I know I shouldn't have done it, dear. I felt guilty all the time. I really... Don't just dump everything out of the envelope, Mike.
Get away. Get away.
Oh, now you've got the papers all mixed up. I was so careful not
get
to...
Get away.
...serve the arrangement so he wouldn't know I saw... Here, let me put them back.
Where is this? Whatever it is. Where is it that he says Betsy is... puny and unattractive and unhealthy. Look, where does it say that?
Well, it's here somewhere. Yeah. It's a carbon copy of a letter to his boss, apparently at the agency. And I don't know if he used those exact words, but that is what it amounts to.
Find the letter. Find it.
You said you didn't want to read something that was none of your business.
Find the letter, I tell you. Puny, huh?
Well, look. He is small, but I've always thought of Betsy as delicate and dainty. Like a dressing doll. My friends have always said that about her, you know.
Unattractive, huh?
Why, when she was down at your office the other day, your secretary said that Betsy was... It's like a little fairy princess.
And unhealthy looking. Just find me where it says that.
Just a minute, I'm looking.
Well, hurry up.
Betsy does not have much color in her face, but I asked her about that once, and he said not to worry. You know, some children have roses in their cheeks, and some don't. Oh, here's the letter. Here it is.
Oh,
here it is.
Okay. Let me
here,
see
look. Tell George not to worry. I found the perfect kid for the other picture. She is a dead ringer for the other model we got, and will be ideal for the ad since she is sort of a puny kid. Very ordinary looking.
Ordinary?
Well, that's what he said. He didn't say unattractive. He said ordinary.
Well, this is bad. For Pete's sake, Betsy is certainly not an ordinary looking child.
Well, I should say, I was so mad. I saw that. Then he goes on. The resemblance is amazing, and since no names will be used, I know we can get by implying the two pictures are the same child. Before and after taking Captain Tully. Janice Lorenz will really look the picture of health compared to this kid. Mm. And there's a picture here. This is Janice Lorenz that Betsy is supposed to look
let me
like.
See, let me see.
Here's a picture.
Betsy's supposed to look like this? There's no resemblance at all.
Well, I didn't think so. Of course, they both have their hair braided in pigtails, and there is something about the eyes, I suppose. But this child is older, and she looks sort of heavy to me.
Heavy? She looks like King Farouk.
Who?
Oh, the former king of Egypt.
Well, now, dear, I know we're mad about it, but let's be fair.
In my opinion, this child is too fast. They're called healthy.
Well, I suppose they're showing how Tompkins Tonic can build up a child. It's supposed to be the picture of health compared to Betsy, I guess.
Listen, is this Wallace guy in town now?
Yes, he called today. He's bringing out the photographer tomorrow to take Betsy's picture since they didn't get it last week. Oh, didn't tell you the rest? Here, at the end of another letter. Wait a minute, where is it? He said something about us.
About us?
Yes. He calls us local yokels.
Local yokels? Show me where he says that. Where does he say that?
I hate to deal with these local yokels who know nothing about this business,
local
but we need the kid.
Yokel.
Right there. The father, I doubt, will cause me much trouble, but you know how mothers can be when they want to show off their kid. They're a real pain in the neck. Well, that's the gist of it, dear. Calls me a pain in the neck on top of everything else.
Where is he staying?
The Bradley Hotel. But you can't let him know we know. Then he'll know we looked through his papers.
I shall tell him we saw his papers and how we happened to do so. So, he doesn't anticipate any trouble with the father. Well, look, you just call a babysitter because we're going to call on Mr. Wallace. Let me tell you something else, Mr. Wallace.
Please. Let's lower our voices, eh? I wouldn't want the hotel to think I was having a wild party. Throw me out.
Puny. Calling my child.
Ordinary.
Saying Betsy was an ordinary child.
No. I didn't mean ordinary in that sense.
And unhealthy looking.
No, I never said that. No. Why? Your daughter is an adorable child.
Yeah.
You misunderstood. I didn't say she looked unhealthy. Now, let me explain.
I will let you explain. Go ahead.
Yes, I will. You see, what I meant was that your child is really quite beautiful, but I could tell the pictures never do her justice. I'm sure.
She takes wonderful pictures.
Well, now, dear, she doesn't always.
Well,
Mr. Wallace is right about that. We have said many times pictures don't show how pretty Betsy really is.
There, you see? And for our purpose, that's what we want, particularly since she does resemble the other model.
Well, I'm not going to have an unflattering picture of my daughter shown in magazines all over, whether the names are on it or not.
That is right. The deal is off. Come on, dear. Come on. We'll have nothing more to say to Mr. Wallace.
If Tompkins Tonic is so wonderful, why do you have to fake your advertisement?
Yes.
It even sounds illegal.
Look, don't even bother talking to him, dear. Come on.
I just want to show him I can be a real pain in the neck.
Yes.
Just a moment. I am truly sorry you both feel this way. I have done nothing illegal. This is done all the time. But why do you think I was willing to pay such a fantastic price? Because we've looked for a long time for just the right child. Now, my job depends on completing this deal. I would like to remind you that a contract was signed and it's binding unless you wish my company to sue. Now, I have nothing more to say. Good night.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Give your smile twice as much exercise each weekday. Join us for both of CBS Radio's Arthur Godfrey shows. As number one mischief maker on Godfrey Time, Arthur sparks one delightful surprise after another. The gang is always ready to follow the leader in the direction of fun. With Arthur as the leader, you can't help but have fun. You'll get a kick out of the comedy. You'll get a charge out of the songs. And more than anything, you'll enjoy the good company of Arthur Godfrey. Later each weekday, he turns up in another package of pleasure, a Ford Road Show starring Arthur Godfrey. Bert Farber and the orchestra are in charge of the music on this one, and the rest is up to Godfrey himself, a situation he handles perfectly. Every Monday through Friday, get in on all the fun with Arthur Godfrey. Join us for CBS Radio's Arthur Godfrey Time. Be with us later on in the day when most of these same stations bring you the Ford Road Show starring Arthur Godfrey.
Yeah, all right, Ann. Yeah, have Jack call me when he gets in. Thank you.
Seems to me we're calling Jack more and more lately to get free legal advice. What will I do if Wallace shows up tomorrow to take Betsy's picture?
Well, wait till we see what Jack says. And boy, I told you at the beginning of this weeks ago not to get involved, but no, you were so flattered, and I... Well, I'm sorry, Johnny. I didn't mean that. I guess I was just as flattered. And...
Well, we've got to get out of it some way. Think of what it would do to Betsy psychologically if she ever saw the advertisement and understood it.
Yeah. Of course, Wallace as much as admitted they were going to use a bad picture of her.
No contract or no contract, whatever they do, I won't let him take the picture, but that isn't what bothers me. Isn't Betsy attractive? I mean, I know she's not beautiful, but she is healthy, and she isn't puny. I mean, wouldn't you say she's dainty?
Yes, of course she's dainty.
Trouble is, how does any parent really know what his child looks like to other people? I've never heard of a mother or a father who said, my kid is homely as a mud fence.
Well, let's just be a lesson to us.
I have to laugh and I think of how we even daydreamed that somebody in Hollywood might spot Betsy's picture, you know, under the
Well, honey, maybe we're lucky. We've learned early not to push Betsy into being something she isn't.
Well, I think I'll get ready for bed.
Puny.
Now, honey, you have got to forget about it.
I'll just...
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Alexander Clark as Mr. Wallace, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.